Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. They say there are two guarantees in life, death and taxes. Well, if you're a Sacramento Kings fan, you can add another, missing the playoffs. That has been the case for the past 16 years. An entire generation of fans have never seen their hometown team in the postseason. Tomorrow night, the Kings will kick off another season of NBA basketball full of hope to finally make it to the postseason and break the longest active streak of any team in professional sports. That's right. No team in hockey, baseball, football, or basketball, the four major pro sports, have experienced a postseason playoff drought like our beloved Sacramento Kings. The dream has always been of rallies and parades along Capitol Mall, but since 2007, those dreams have been dashed. So, will this be the year? Fox 40 sports reporter Sean Cunningham has covered the team for years and joins us to weigh in on if this could be the season where the Kings finally make it. Good morning, Sean.
Vicky, how are you? It's good to see you.
Good to see you too, Sean. All right, let's do a visualization exercise. Put on some rose-colored glasses and imagine just for a minute what the city of Sacramento would look like and feel like if the Kings have a successful season, make it to the playoffs.
Oh boy, this place would go crazy. I mean, you would see, like, if anyone saw the NBA Finals and the way Golden State Warriors or even the Milwaukee Bucks and the plaza that's outside of their arenas, what those look like just for viewing parties for the NBA Finals, I feel like it would look very much the same, just littered with people to watch even a play-in game. And to explain that, like, look, you've got more than the half the league that makes the playoffs, but then they've even expanded it. So if you're a 7, 8, 9, or 10 seed in the West, that's called the play-in tournament. If you enter that one of those spots, it's not the playoffs, but you have a chance to compete and make a playoff roster. So if you file 7th and then you make the advance into the tournament and then you win the tournament and they get to go into the playoffs, I think that Doco Plaza would be absolutely overflowing with fans to even see and get a taste and watch outside the building as this Kings team competed for the playoffs.
Let's go back to when the Kings actually did make the postseason. You know, this was more than 16 years ago. What was it about that run of playoffs, of playoff years, that made the team so special?
Well, you even have to go back further than that. I mean, we're about to enter the 38th season of Kings basketball in Sacramento. And only 10 seasons have they ever made the postseason.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's really awful for a franchise. When you look at a league where literally half the league's teams make the playoffs. So, it's been 16 seasons, like you said. And that was the last of, I think, 8 straight at the time. You know, fans got a little spoiled, you know, in 2001-02. That's the season where they've gone the farthest they'd ever gone. It was the 2001-02 Western Conference Finals against the Lakers. We all know how that turned out, which you were one series from the NBA Finals. Now, you trickle that around for another 7 years, or I think it was 6 years after that. Fans got a little spoiled, and postseason success just, you know, kind of got a little bit mundane because you weren't able to punch through and get any further than that. So even that playoff series loss, the in 06 where they lost to the Spurs, it was a first round exit. Mm-hmm. It was an exciting series. I mean, Ron Artest got suspended in that series. There's so many things that happened, but they had a chance to beat the Spurs in that series, and Kevin Martin hits a thrilling game winner. Arco Arena looks amazing, and then they don't make it again. So I think fans, if they ever punch through the postseason, and hopefully this is the year for them, if that ever happens, I don't think they're going to take playoff run for granted ever again. I mean, those appearances are special, especially in small markets like Sacramento.
Well, take us back to after that final playoff season. I mean, generally speaking, what were some of the main factors that have played into the Kings' 16 years long misfortune?
For sure. I mean, you had a head coach like Rick Adelman who was able to sustain these long playoff runs and contend in the postseason. That was his final season. And then you went on from coach after coach after coach. It's been in a revolving door, as Kings fans know. And here you are, you know, 16 years later, and you're still hoping to find continuity. You know, talent has a big part to do with that. You have new ownership now. The Maloofs are gone. You have Vic Ronadive stands in. You have a great brand new building in Sacramento. The fight to keep the Kings from leaving from Anaheim or even Seattle is well documented. And now you've got this beautiful arena there, and it's still been a very long playoff drought, and they're inching their way towards it. And I think the biggest thing, I mean, there's been a lot of chaos from front office. They're trying to hold people accountable. You've got ownership that's going to meddle a little bit as well, and they're going to want to see what, you know, they can put their fingerprints all over everything, and they're involved in every decision. So I think really what, if you had to break it down to one thing, it's a little bit of two C's, I like to call chaos and continuity. The lack of continuity within the coaching ranks and front office and hoping to stick with the plan, but when it doesn't work, not being able to throw everything into chaos and try to fix it right away, or try to tinker to where all of a sudden you have to have a new coach every 2 years. And that's really been a hard thing, because they really want to, you know, it's not for lack of trying. And I think for the lack of the not for lack of trying tends to disrupt a lot of the continuity and consistency that they're searching for. So I think right now, they realize that you can't just remove a head coach after every single year. You have to give it some time. And so they've done it, I think, the right way. It began last year. They traded a very beautiful piece of their future to try to improve them right now. They got rid of Tyrese Halliburton, who was a very young, bright, budding star, sent him to Indiana and got a two-time All-Star in the Eastern Conference in Domantas Sabonis. And you pair that with De'Aaron Fox, who's your longest tenured king, for 6 years, getting into his sixth NBA season. It takes a little bit of pressure off him. Now you've got this two-headed monster, if you will. And I think that the bringing those two players, doubling down on the little bit of success they had once they brought in Sabonis last year, they feel that this can be the players that can get it done. And now you build around that and you add some shooting like Malik Monk and Kevin Herter, and even new head coach in Mike Brown. And Mike Brown has been that glue right now. He's probably the biggest offseason acquisition that they have. And they want to trust in that continuity, his structure, his discipline, all the things that he brings, the attention to detail, a little bit of OCD. It's his first year. We'll see how things go, but he kind of needs that time to get things done, and he's got a great staff, and there's a lot of excitement right now.
I mean, you spend a lot of time at games. You're actually going to be heading to practice after our conversation. You talk to fans. What is it about the Sacramento Kings that keeps fans coming back season after season? I mean, you see Sac King jerseys everywhere, all over the city.
The loyalty in this city is like a college atmosphere. I mean, you know, it's people just love it. It's all you have. You're the little brother of the Bay Area. You know, you see what goes on with the Warriors, and the Sacramento Kings are your only professional sports team. So where else can you go in Sacramento on a Wednesday night, 7 o'clock at night, and see a sold out building? I mean, you had sold out for the preseason for against the Lakers, as you always do. That's always the rivalry that people love to see. But it's that sense of civic pride. You know, people want to see this team do well, but they're also tired of supporting a losing franchise. And so it can start to wane a little bit. You know, it's not hard to look down the road at what the Warriors have, which is a dynasty with superstar players, and kind of have a little bit of envy with what they're dealing with. So the hope is you have loyal fans, and they want to be able to see this Kings team win, and giving them a small taste of success will go a long way, and hopefully this is the year for them, because this is a tortured fan base, Vicky.
Yeah. What goes into that legacy of having a combination of and the chemistry of a superstar team like the Golden State Warriors? What is it that a team like the Warriors have that the Kings have been missing?
Well, it's bigger than superstar talent, I can tell you that. It's a buy-in from top to bottom. Ownership supports franchise. You don't have not that Sacramento has a frugal owner. I mean, they don't. I mean, they spend a lot of money on their product. They really do. But you're not really playing with the same deck of cards. When you have someone like Steph Curry, you have someone like Klay Thompson and Draymond Green. Those are three all-star superstar players. And you have a generational talent in Steph Curry, who literally transcended the game. So that's a huge advantage. And when you think about what they're stepping into in their future, there's a thing called luxury tax. There's salary caps within each season. Each team has to meet a salary cap. And if you go above that, you're paying luxury tax. And going above that salary cap, for every dollar you spend, it's almost like spending $5 on top of that. Oh. So their luxury tax could approach over $400 million to keep some of those players. You have very deep pockets. You have huge sponsorships. You have a great big TV deal. There's things that go into it. The Kings have a fraction of that in a smaller market. So it's they're not playing nearly the same game, but it all starts with the talent on the floor. And if you can get that talent on the floor, that will go a long way. And you don't have a superstar player, unfortunately. You don't even have an all-star player. You're hoping that maybe you do. You've got a player with all-star caliber, an all-star caliber player like Sabonis, maybe a future one in De'Aaron Fox. But all you need is a little bit, all you need is a spark and something to go with, and then hold on to that continuity, and who knows what you might be able to come through with. And I think they feel that Keegan Murray, their rookie, can pair nicely with these guys, and maybe he is a budding superstar.
All right, well then I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. Do you think the Kings are going to make the playoffs this year with the roster they have, barring any major injuries?
Well, I'm glad we started off. If someone just, you know, hopped on this conversation and didn't hear me talk about the difference between the playoffs and the play-in tournament, there is a difference. So if they can get a 7-10 seed in the Western Conference, they can make the play-in tournament and then have an opportunity to make the playoffs if they win that series. I'm guessing they won't make the playoffs. However, I do see the Western Conference provide an opportunity for that play-in tournament. So I think they're about a 9 seed. Right now, I mean, who knows? Trade deadline comes in, they can tinker with this team around the February All-Star break. They might be able to add some more firepower if things are going well and make a run for that playoff spot. So if I've got a crystal ball in front of me, I'm thinking probably 39 wins, which is the most they've had in a long time. I think they're going to be hover right around a 500 basketball team. And if they can punch into that playoff, that postseason playoff tournament, and possibly get into the playoffs, I think they have a great shot to do so. Some of those teams that would hover around them, possibly the Lakers, the Trailblazers, maybe the New Orleans Pelicans. Those are some of the teams you might have to look out for and compete with. But I think they've got a really, really good shot, and it's probably the best shot they've had in those 16 years, Vicky.
Would that be a successful season for you?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah, even if, you know, 500 basketball, they haven't. That would be the best season they've had in that span. Even if you're slightly below that, you know, 39 wins is not quite 500 basketball, but it's hovering right around that. That would be outstanding. They did have 39 wins under Dave Yeager a few years ago, before Luke Walton was the head coach, and then now Mike Brown. But, you know, they weren't able to punch through, and they were relevant, and they didn't have the postseason play-in tournament at that time. Now that they do, 39 wins will get you into that tournament. It should get you into that tournament. So I think some fun things are on the horizon. I think they'll have their opportunity. And, you know, who knows? I hope I'm wrong, because I think Kings fans know they deserve it. And if they can, you know, hover around that mark and make that push, like I said, and maybe add another piece along the way this season during the trade deadline, I think that can go a very, very long way. And there could be something special here.
Sean, thank you so much. I learned so much from you this morning.
Did you? Oh, I appreciate you, Vicky. Good to see you.
Sean Cunningham is a sports reporter with Fox 40 here in Sacramento. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about all of our guests at capradio.org/insight. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.